Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 23 Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today with Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I am doing great. This has been a week, we'll say that. Very up and down emotions for me, as you could probably tell from my Twitter feed. I'm very excited to talk about it. I feel like the emotions have kind of like worn down a little, but I'm sure the second we start talking about the individual players, I'm going to be frustrated again. So very excited to talk.
Mm-hmm. Also joining me here is Chantal. How you doing, Chantal?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited to talk about this week as well, but I actually don't know what I think. Like, I'm trying to like conceptualize, like, how am I rating these players? What am I basing my rating on? And so I'm really happy to discuss, like, how am I basing my votes here? I think it should be a fun one. And I want to hear Taryn's thoughts for sure.
Yes. Well, we are here to talk about everything that has been happening this week on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And we're also going to rate these players based on how well they're doing this week and how well they're doing in general. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And we'll get into it. We'll recap the week. We'll talk about what's been going down. It's definitely been an interesting one here as we have been running through the demise of anybody outside of the cookout. As the hope for anybody outside of the cookout is dwindling to basically nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's what we've like suspected for a long time and what we've been anticipating, but I feel like it's now really coming to fruition. I thought that with Sarah Beth, someone outside of the cookout winning HOH, that might, you know, at least put some sort of roadblock in their way. So it, you know, made it so it was like they had to really try. But clearly that did not happen. And Sarah Beth is not her own person and did a horrible job with her HOH. I feel like I was very excited coming into this week. I mean, you guys saw my reaction on Thursday, just like, you know, I was like, well, we don't know what's going to happen, you know, all this stuff. And that night she's like, I'm my own person. I'm not going to let anyone control my HOH. And then literally turns around and lets Kylan control her entire HOH. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. And the thing is too, is that I was wanting to maybe even see Tiffany go up on the block or something. I just want to see her work a little bit and maybe shift her perspective and maybe really want to stay. I think what's I've been having a problem with is that everybody in the cookout is so safe and knows that they have the cookout that's going to support them. I'll go up on the block, use mm-hmm. me as a pawn. And they're just like, it's just not realistic how the game usually is that like, you don't want to go on the block and you mm-hmm. never know for sure if your alliance is going to be there protecting you. So I wanted to see them get some sort of like, I want to stay in this game, some fight in them, because I feel like they're being really complacent because they have that protection.
Right. I feel like we're not going to get anything interesting until all the outside people leave, like, because I feel like then at least they're going to go against each other. But until that point, they really have nothing to worry about. It reminds me of, you know, a season where someone is playing with their relatives or something where it's like, you're not going to vote out your mom or something. Well, you would vote out your mom. Never mind. That's a bad example. But like, for example, if I were to go on with like my brother, my mom, my dad, you know, Dennis, I'd be like, I'd have this sort of like external loyalty to them where it would be like, I would know they wouldn't go against me until the end. And they would know I wouldn't go against them to the end. And so I would feel safe the whole time that I had this like voting block backing me up. And I feel like that's what they have. So they're not really concerned if they go on the block. And I mean, like X, when he went on the block for this, this twist or whatever, wasn't as concerned as maybe any other person going up on the block would be, because he was kind of like, okay, well, we have all these people like playing in the veto. I don't feel like as scared. I think he also, I mean, he clearly did feel a little bit scared because he like accepted all these punishments and stuff just to win the veto. But you know, still, I don't know.
That could be for show though, you know, right, just to make it look right. Like, oh, like I'm so scared. You're going to take me out when right. He's not scared.
Exactly. And so, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's not as fun to watch when the people aren't fighting for themselves. I think, I think like, I absolutely appreciate the fact that they're, you know, working together for like each other. But I would like to see more individual game being played because I'm not really getting that. And I think once we get down to the final six and it's the cookout in the final six, then we will get that individual gameplay. And that's what I'm excited to see.
Mm-hmm. It seems like, unfortunately, we are having some issues streaming to YouTube here. So I apologize to those that have been trying on YouTube. We went for the better visual. Look what I got for you guys. We got Stockwatch visuals. Wow. We got leaderboard visuals. It's
gorgeous,
great.
And yet no one will see it. it's just for us.
we'll work on this this YouTube thing. Worst case scenario, we can you know upload this to YouTube after the fact for you guys, but. I do apologize, but here's what we got this week. You guys are completely right. I mean, it's definitely, you know, an interesting scenario this week. And I think, confounding it all is the sort of, you know, plethora of bad decisions being made, here. So let's talk about it. Let's talk through what we got going on. The last time we spoke, we had a Kylan HOH. He was taking out Brittany. It seemed like things weren't going to change, and they didn't. We saw Brittany leave. We saw Derek X lose the HOH by just a hair.
So close.
And
by a beam. Mm. Like, why did he choose the skinny beam? I don't understand. I know. It's so infuriating.
This week has been infuriating on many levels. I feel like there's been a lot of things that have made me so angry and so frustrated and just like, and it's like every single person is pissing me off and I'm just mad. I feel like I'm watching Sarah Beth make these horrible decisions. I'm watching Derek X make these horrible decisions. I'm watching Claire make these horrible decisions. I'm watching Hannah make horrible decisions. I'm watching, like, I just feel like I'm watching everybody make bad decisions and it makes me mad.
Yeah, it's definitely so Sarah Beth comes into the week expecting to basically run her own HOH. Kylan has other plans. She initially wants to stick with Tiffany and Claire, which makes a lot more sense in general, even from her sort of like, you know, non-cookout aware perspective. But Kylan is going to convince her, no, you should go with Xavier and Alyssa. And the reason being that it's a lot easier to shoot her at two non-cookout members on the other side of that, meaning Claire and Derek X, which is, of course, what she managed to do. We've seen all of the highlights here in the episodes. There's not a lot to recap beyond that. There's not a ton of extra game going on beyond this kind of sort of civil war happening within the cookout. They're all prepping for what happens once they do get down to the end, or at least Tiffany is really prepping for it. She seems to be more and more against Xavier and the guys as she is trying to round up Azza and Hannah to form the women together. Meanwhile, the guys are kind of off doing their own thing. It's difficult to know exactly how loyal each group is to each other at this point. I think you have Tiffany really wanting to round up the women on one side and Big D really wanting to round up the men on the other. I don't know that the men are like completely down and on board with that. So we'll see. But Xavier found his way on the block via the roulette, which Derek didn't play in. He then won the veto by essentially postponing his time on the block. I mean, he essentially was like, okay, I'll come off the block now if I do the rest of my time later. And he will be hitting the block as a third nominee either next week or the week after, depending on whether he wins HOH. Now, he initially was thinking he wanted to win the HOH next week. It seems like he may have come to the light on this. He mentioned to Alyssa that maybe he didn't want to win the HOH, but he has not really mentioned that to the cookout members yet, so I'm not sure how solid it is. But Xavier being off the block meant Derek X went up as the replacement, which is what Kylan wanted, And we are now looking at a Derek X eviction. However, we do have a small amount of campaigning that is happening. Primarily, Derek X is trying to pull Tiffany, Hannah, Azza, and then Big D is basically their only hope. If he can do that. Just today, he did manage to get Azza thinking again. Tiffany has been pushing about as hard as she can. Hannah, not as much. She's not really, like, she seems to want Derek to stay, but she doesn't, she only seems to want Derek to stay on a personal level. And it's like personally, I want Derek to stay, but game-wise, he's got to go, which it actually makes a lot of sense game-wise for Derek to stay for her, but I don't think she's fully seeing that all the time. So she's not fighting too hard for it. And she has been kind of like, oh, can you believe Tiffany's wanting to keep Derek? That's, I would never do that. Men of the cookout. It's not looking good for Derek is the bottom line here, Chantel.
Well, I'm feeling so upset about this because, like, you know, we know that Derek X was a recruit. And so we were like watching him like learn how to play this game. And so it's been really exciting that he's been doing so well and Tiffany takes him under her wing and like really kind of showing him how to play this game. But then she's kind of like taking him out. And like, I feel really bad about his position that he's in, but he can't really see any better right now because he doesn't know the game well enough to be able to suss out that like, okay, no, that's not great for my game right now. And so I'm feeling really upset that he can't fend for himself and the people that he trusts the most are pretty much against him. And I think he's going to be really heartbroken when he hears that, like, especially Hannah has been kind of championing for him to go. Like, when people start coming to the jury, they might expose the cookout at that time. Like, maybe they're not going to save it all the way till the end of the actual game. Like, I think he's going to be heartbroken. And so I'm not here for that.
Yeah, not great. And it's not really great for Hannah's game that he leaves at this point. But again, that's not really what they're thinking. that's really it for the week. I mean, there's not a lot to recap here in terms of, again, the actual gameplay for the week, because it's pretty locked in. Xavier has been going around today doing some one-on-ones because he will be entering into his solitary confinement relatively soon, and that means that he won't be able to make sure that Derek is leaving. He is very dead set on that, so he's trying to lock in as many people as possible prior to entering solitary. The person he should be locking in the most, of course, again, is Big D, who did consider the idea just yesterday. There is a non-zero chance that if Azza gets on board and Hannah stops hedging, that they could potentially get Big D on board. Now, Big D would go to Kyland with it, and Kyland would say no, and that would probably shut it down again. But if all four of them are like, we really want this, and Xavier's not there to back Kyland up, it's possible that Kyland backs down. Very lightly possible, Melissa.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing has just been so bad. It's been so, so bad, so bad. I just feel like the only people that this benefits is the three guys in the cookout and maybe not even Derek F. I don't know. I feel like it really just benefits Kylan and Xavier. I don't feel like it benefits anyone else to have Derek X go. And I feel like I'm frustrated with a lot of people, really. But mainly I'm frustrated with Sarah Beth because I did think that she was a smart player prior to this week. I was excited to see what she would do with her HOH. I thought that like she was very a very self-interested player and very like she would stick to her guns and kind of go with what her gut was saying and what, you know, would be best for her game. When she started off the week, it was very exciting for me because she talked about, you know, oh, I want to work with the jackpot. I feel like, I kind of got the sense that like I was a little surprised when she initially said that. So I was kind of like, it doesn't make sense that she would really like want to work with them. Maybe she is just trying to like, you know, gain more allies in this situation. And really she doesn't want to like work with them. Like she doesn't feel super comfortable with them, but is trying to kind of ensure that they're on her side. I felt like, okay, that makes sense. That's smart. Like, you know, I didn't think that she should fully like trust Tiffany and Claire, but I did think that it was in her best interest to try and work with them. So I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. That's good. And then when she kind of was like talking with Derek X, and it felt like she was revealing information to Claire that she wasn't revealing to others. And when she like kind of caught on to Alyssa, you know, saying certain things about Tiffany and was, you know, like, wait a second, Alyssa was campaigning against me and campaigning for Christian last week. Like, I'm a little like, I don't know about Alyssa and Xavier. I was like, oh my God, yes. Like, she's really like starting to put the pieces together, I thought, of her best path forward. And then like Kylan got to her, and I'm shocked that she just like fell hook, line, and sinker for his whole little routine. But I mean, it's very impressive on his part, that he was just fully able to snow her in this and just convince her to do this move that is absolutely not in her best interest at all, while also not giving anything away that he's working with other people and literally doesn't care about her at all. Like, I just feel like he's using her so severely. I'm very concerned for her after this game, how she's going to feel. You know, and I even tweeted about, you know, like, it just opened up my own mind thinking like, man, if I went into the house thinking like, I'm this smart, savvy person who can kind of tell, like read people and kind of see, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like I would go in there thinking one thing about myself, and then to find out that everyone that I was working with like is against me. And this isn't just related to Sarah Beth. This is like all of Big Brother. To find that like the people who I thought were like my allies were just totally against me and were using me the entire time. That would be such a blow to my ego. I feel like I would feel so, it would just, my self-esteem would just go down the toilet. And, you know, of course I got accused of only thinking this once the cookout was in power, but every season prior to this, I loved the big alliance running the house and steamrolling, which like, I'm sorry, has anyone ever like looked at my tweets or even like listened to the podcast or anything? Cause that has never been what I've been interested in. I've always rooted for the underdog. And in this situation, the underdog is everyone outside of the cookout. But you know, I mean, I do have my favorites in the cookout. I love Tiffany. So, you know, and like, I actually really like Azza, recently. I think she's really great, but I mean, the whole thing was just like, okay, whoa, this tweet was not intended for that, but okay. but basically I'm upset with Sarah Beth for that. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to like keep going. Cause I have like been, it's been bubbling this whole time. And I only get to talk on a couple days. So Sarah Beth, I'm frustrated with Claire because she did literally nothing when she was in danger. And then also when she was going to be put on the block. And then after she got put on the block, she still did literally zero. She was like, no hard feelings, Sarah Beth. I'm totally cool if you want to put me on the block. It's like, what the heck are you doing? Like, where is the Claire that is supposed to, you know, be this like savvy game player who like wants it so bad and like Survivor Michigan and all this stuff. It's like, do you even care? What the heck is going on here? Like this whole time I've been sitting here, like Claire's going to turn it on. Claire is the type of player who's going to like, she's laying back, but then she's going to turn it on once jury hits. And it's like, when is that going to happen? She's about to like get her booty kicked out the door and not have done a single thing in this game. Not even one thing, not even one thing, Claire. She hasn't done one thing. And, you know, I'm very frustrated with her because I see so much potential in her and I just don't see like the desire. I feel like I really felt for her when she was crying and was really upset about like Derek X and her being on the block here. Like I felt for her, but like, okay, but then what? Like, but then what are you going to do? Like, why didn't you do something prior to this? Like, what's going on here? So very frustrated with Claire because I feel like she's just totally like just given up, washed away her potential. Don't love that. And then I'm very frustrated with Hannah. I mean, what the heck is Hannah doing? Like Derek X is like the only person who will literally fight for you and do literally anything for you. And you do not care. And not only that, you're actively trying to get him kicked out of the house. And then when Tiffany is trying to campaign for him today and like there's a possibility of a flip, you're like the one person who's like, absolutely no, don't keep him. I mean, it's bad enough that she told him not to use his power so that way she could use her power, but then not actually use it. But like, I mean, why? Why? Like, I mean, that does not make any sense. Like, she could have had a situation where Derek X is safe, where Claire is safe, where people who are working with them are safe. And instead, what, she's like hitching her wagon to the cookout boys who literally don't care for her at all. Like, yeah, sure, they're going to get them to the final six. And then what do you think is going to happen? The cookout boys want those girls to go. They think they're not doing anything. And those cookout girls, they're not winning a single thing. You think they're going to win anything? You think they're going to all of a sudden be like, oh, I was just faking being bad at competitions this whole time. Like, no, like they're not faking being bad. They're just bad. So like they need people to fight for them. They need people on their side to like win competitions. So like that whole thing is ridiculous. And also like, I mean, even just like personally, like Derek X is like all about Hannah. And Hannah is just like throwing him away. Like not only throwing him away, pushing him out the door. Like it's one thing. It is one thing, which at the beginning of the week, I was like, you know what? I get where Hannah's coming from. I get this whole thing. Like, you know, once the cards are set in motion and you literally can't save him, like there's no point in ruining your game over trying to keep someone in the house. Like, you know, I totally understood that, but it's one thing to do that. And another thing to be the reason they are leaving. Like she is the reason that Derek X is leaving this week. Like there could have, she could have done something. I mean, she, and even Kylan today was giving her credit. Kylan was giving her credit for Derek X leaving by saying that, yeah, Hannah told me what to say to get Derek X not to play in the thing. And I said it and look what happened. He stayed. So really, honestly, it's her thing. She did this. So like that's whole thing. Now let's move on to Derek X because I'm pissed off at Derek X too. What an idiot. What a total idiot. I absolutely love Derek X as a person, but like, he's so busy thinking about like the future and like winning this game and like this stupid coin of destiny that he literally isn't looking at the trap door that's sitting in front of his feet. And he just like walks into it. It's like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, he's looking in the future when that future isn't even in his cards. Like it's not even going to happen for him. You are not even going to be here like on Thursday night. And instead you're like worried about the coin of destiny and having enough money. It's like, that doesn't even mean anything. That you should have been playing, like play for the week that's currently happening. And I feel like that is such a problem with Big Brother recently. Not even recently, like a lot of the time, a lot of Big Brother players, they look to the future and they're like, okay, but what's the final four going to be? And it's like week one. And they're like, okay, but look, how are we going to get to the final two? Like, what's my final two speech going to be? It's like, that is not what you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about this week right now. Yeah, obviously plan ahead, do all that. But if you don't make it past this one week, there's no point. So like, why didn't he think about this week? And then the fact that he's sitting there like, yeah, I feel pretty good with Sarah Beth. Yeah, I feel pretty good with her. It's like, what gave you that indication? You just put her on the block last week and we're like threatening her not to tell her allies and all this stuff. It's like, you can't then all of a sudden be like, yeah, I feel pretty confident. No. And like, he's campaigning right now, even to like Xavier talking about how he needs to get out like Sarah Beth and Kylan. And it's like, I don't know why he's talking about, like, this is not what Tiffany told you to do. So I don't know what the heck is going on with him. And, you know, obviously I feel like the only winners this week really are like Xavier and even he's not that much of a winner because now he's going to be a third nominee and he's in the isolation. So not really, maybe Kylan's the only one who won this week. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, I'll stop. But I'm just saying that this has been a rough week for me in terms of Big Brother. And, you know, I'll stop. I'll let you guys talk.
And I just wish that you had more thoughts on the week, Melissa. I feel like you're just not
Yeah, like, sorry. I don't know how you feel. Boring.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't give you more.
Yeah, I mean that is essentially, I think, the bottled up frustration of a lot of the fans this week. On the players, you know, I think there's a lot to say about these players that I'm sure I'm going to say during the ratings as well. I also have, you know, been very frustrated with the producers and the decisions that they've made
oh
that
my
have
God,
contributed
yeah.
to all of this. And the fact that that, you know, the coin of destiny is all but guaranteed to go into the hands of a cookout member, which of course means that we're just looking at more of the same next week as well. Now, at least that probably means that Sarah Beth will go out by the very thing that she put in the hands of the person that's going to be sending her out, which is, you know, again, it's probably going to be a little bit boring during the week, but long term, the irony is good. so that's nice. But I completely agree. And that's why I've got the hammer ready, and I'm ready to just smack down these ratings with the hammer, because these people do not deserve good ratings.
No. Oh, my God. No, they do not deserve good ratings.
And I'm so sad because, like, there was so much promise in the beginning. And I think with having the cookout there, everybody's lost their fight and their instinct in the game. Nobody has an instinct to win. They have an instinct to just maybe coast, or an instinct to just, like, oh, do what somebody else says. Like, I want to see people fighting for themselves in this game. They have this opportunity that not very many people get to have. And regardless of, like, you know, the fact that you're on the other side of the numbers or whatnot, like, just laying down is just so frustrating to me because I'm like, you know how many people would like die to be there? They just think they want to play this game so badly. How are you not able to see the cookout going on? And like, yes, I get the cause for the cookout, and I think it's amazing that they're going to be able to pull it off. But everybody's instincts are telling them that something is going on here. Do something about it. And they're just like, well, I think something might be going on, but I don't know. And it's like, well, you're doing nothing else in the house. Like, maybe just go down that tangent for a little bit and maybe troubleshoot that being a possibility that these people are all working together. And how would you counter that action? And so I just feel that everybody kind of just got really, really comfortable in the game that they're playing, and they lost that instinct to win, and nobody really has it. Even like maybe the cookout guys have it a little bit for the fact that they are saying that they plan on targeting the women, but the fact that the cookout women are just like, well, we'll just get to the final six and then we'll beat the guys. It's like, wait, but no,
how?
It's like, why don't you set yourself up so the person in seven can maybe take out one of those guys? Like, you know, like they haven't been setting up their game in a way that's going to allow them to win. And that's what's most frustrating. It's like they're wasting all their game chats and strategizing just to get them to six and five and four, and it's not getting them the win. So I definitely second everything that you guys have said about this week so far with its frustration. And more of my frustrations will probably come out in these ratings. So we'll see what's going to happen.
All right. Well, there's a question that I asked on the survey, and it's something that I've been talking about all week long. And there are some people that disagree, but I was interested to get the sort of overview on this audience. Is this an all-time bad HOH from Sarah Beth? Is this up there with Fessy and Jessica and Howie? You have the power to change the game, and you get talked out of it, and you do the dumbest thing possible for your game, or one of, or close to the dumbest thing possible for your game.
I feel like it is and it isn't. Like, I feel like it is, but it does feel a little different because it does seem like it's so hard to see the cookout. Like, I feel like in the past, it's always been like, how can you not see this alliance? For this one, it's like, I do feel like if I'm Sarah Beth and my perspective is that Kylan and I are like number one allies for each other, and Kylan's not working with anyone else and I'm not working with anyone else and no one else has, there's no big alliance and there's no this and that. Like, I do feel like it's harder to see the cookout than it is to see some of the past large alliances. But yeah, no, I think it is very, 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 very bad. Probably, yeah. I would say, like, yeah, probably one of the worst. Just because, like, it's just also so embarrassing to just have your HOH completely controlled. Like, to do something that's not in your interest. Like, even if the cookout isn't a thing, and Kylan and her are, like, the only allies, and he's controlling her HOH. Like, the fact that she came into this thing like, I'm going to do my own thing and no one can control me, and then like immediately got controlled, like less than like 5 minutes after she said that, like, that is the embarrassing thing to me. And I am like, and then also like afterwards, like, being all proud of yourself and like thinking that like you've really done something here. And it's just like, oh, poor Sarah Beth. Like,
well, and then speaking to the cameras and being like, mm-hmm. sorry, America, I'm taking out your boy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's like,
this is bad for you. Like, what are you doing? This is bad for you. Like the fact that she, I feel like I would be way more into it if like, if this was actually like a good move on her part and it was like, yeah, it sucks that he's leaving, but like, I get it. And like, look at her, she's a villain, like, and she's embracing it. Like, I could be way on board with that. But like, the fact that it's so bad for her individual game and that it's just like someone has convinced you to do that, like, it's bad.
Yeah. And so the thing for me is that we like to analyze it like, oh, well, if the cookout didn't exist, and like give them some credit for that. But you do have to look at it because this is how we will look at it after the season ends. We're going to say, okay, the cookout existed and Sarah Beth took out the best non-cookout competitor that could have helped her take out the cookout. Like that alone is really bad. And she was in. It was called the flop, but she was in an alliance with Derek X when this happened. She put up two people from two alliances that she was in, that she was actually in and a part of, actively targeted the cookout's biggest threat for them so that she's going to get the blowback for it. Her own ally is selling her sending her down the river like next week. Actively convincing her, no, Big D's not going to come after you with the Coin of Destiny, when he knows full well that Big D is coming after her with the Coin of Destiny, that she's probably going to get evicted next week by, again, the very thing that she put in the hands of the person that wants her out, whereas Derek would not have done that and would not do that if she had not put him on the block. These are all like really, really bad. So then the question is, okay, but should we give her some leeway because of the cookout and how extraordinarily difficult it is to see the cookout at this point? First of all, I don't think it's as difficult to see the cookout now as it used to be. I give people more credit or less harsh, you know, harsh criticism for not seeing the cookout earlier. At this point, they have been sloppy in areas and it would be much easier to see what's happening here. So I don't credit her much in that regard. And then even if you do take that into consideration, she is still looking at this all wrong. She has been told by Derek X that, hey, Alyssa and Xavier wanted you out the week that you were on the block. And she doesn't believe it. She doesn't believe Derek X. It's the truth, but she doesn't believe it. She has now put up, she has had a three-person alliance from week one called Jackpot that she was like, here's an alliance. It's two people that I can probably beat in competitions that I'm theoretically, in my eyes, closer to them than Kylan is. These are her people, her numbers, that if even if she is working tightly with Kylan, these are the people that she has on her side that are really great options to bring to the end of the game. And she let Kylan convince her to put one of them on the block and send one of them home if this back door didn't work out, because Claire would have been the target if Derek hadn't been the target. She had been convinced even of that. And so now she has lost the jackpot. Again, she didn't even have the jackpot. But again, she doesn't know that. And we're operating in the world where the things she doesn't know don't exist. She's now lost the jackpot and gained people that she has been told you can't trust. This is information she does have. And guess what? She can't trust them. And trusting multiple people that she can't trust here. There's almost no reality where this makes sense, because even if she could trust Xavier and Alyssa, they're both really great competitors, not people you want to go to the end with necessarily. She sees it in the perspective, like literally it was put to her by Kylan that, oh, because Derek X is by himself, he's more dangerous because he's connected to everybody. He's not. Whereas X and Alyssa, they have each other and they're isolated. which they're not. And also that logic doesn't make sense, even if those things were true. And so for me, it's just, it's so bad in so many different ways that yes, it is an all-time bad HOH. It's not as bad as Fessy's. It's not as bad as perhaps even Jessica's. I put Howie's at the top of that list in terms of it wasn't, I mean, at least James wasn't like really fully, you know, loyal to the Sovereign Six. But man, this is definitely up there. I think when mm-hmm. you talk about all time bad HOH reigns, you are now going to bring up Sarah. Oh yeah. Don't pull a Sarah Beth. just don't do that. Because yeah. this has been atrocious. And turns out the audience does agree here. 86% of the vote says yes, this is an yeah. all-time bad HOH reign from Sarah Beth.
Oh man, I mean, like, honestly, and she's probably gonna go out next week. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's so bad. Like, I mean, the HOH is how you, number one, get a target out who is coming after you, get out, like, you know, get out someone that will, that is a hindrance to your game. You, number one, do that. And number two, you set yourself up for future weeks. And did she do either of those things? Absolutely not. So she's screwed. There's literally zero chance she wins this game. And you know, that's her own undoing. So she had a chance this week to really do something, like at least, at the very least, you know, make it harder for the cookout, like at the very bare minimum, just make it a little bit harder for them, make a little bit of an obstacle they have to get across. But she couldn't even do that. So, you know, oh, well.
And I think also what makes her move so bad, or her just her reign so bad, is that she kind of was on the right track in the beginning of the week. And so she had the right instinct and she was kind of working towards something. Mm-hmm. And then she allowed her own instinct and survival in this game to be completely overturned by a supposed ally who's actually working against her. And so that's also what's really frustrating about watching her demise here, is that, like, she's going to feel beat herself up about it, because like, she's like, oh, I knew I should have like done Xavier and Alyssa. I knew that I should have done that, but she knew, but she didn't actually follow through with it. So that's kind of also why I feel like it's in a really bad week, is that she knew better and she chose to do worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There we go. Okay. Are we ready for the stock? Are we ready to rate these players?
Yes.
Let's do
also,
it.
Also, in terms of like my stock watch performance, I have completely tanked because I forgot to do something. I forgot to do anything last week. And so I'm very much screwed.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm still below you though. So
I think I will be going down, because I know my two people are going down in the ratings this week. I had it split between two and they are both going down. So. Uh-oh. It's bad. I would not have picked them. I would have moved it to somebody else moving into this week had I done anything.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, not good.
All right. Okay, let's pull it up here then. This is the portion of the podcast where we rate these players from 1 to 10 based on, again, usually a combination of factors. Generally, their long-term positioning, how likely are they to win the game? Their short-term safety, how likely are they to stay safe in the short term? And then how did they play this week? Did they make mistakes? Did they play well? Did they actively improve their position? Or did they actively make it worse, even if they are still in a good position? Those are some of the things that we look at here as we go and rate these players. I also asked the audience to rate these players. You can find the survey on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. I tweeted it out. You still have time to get your ratings in here if you really want to squeeze them in. So you can go and do that. But let's get into it. Let's rate the players, and we'll start with Alyssa. Chantel, how do you feel about Alyssa this week?
Oh boy. Okay. She's going to be getting one of, I guess, kind of the higher ratings from me this week. And, you know, she won a competition. I know she didn't have anybody else to go against, but she did decide to play. She was able to keep herself safe. Unfortunately, with the roulette wheel, her ally did end up going up on the block, but it doesn't actually matter. So it wasn't that bad of a move on her part. And I do feel that she is capable of winning competitions. So out of all the non-cookout members left, I think that she has the biggest capability of going the furthest because she has shown that she can win. We know that Derek X is going to be gone this week. So Claire, she's might be a pawn again. She'll probably be taken out again because Tiffany wants her out. So she's probably going to last the longest out of the non-cookout members. So with that, her longevity in this game, I'm going to give her a 5. I think she went up a little bit from last week, just for the fact that she did win another competition. And I don't think people are really looking at her to go out next. So for that, I'm going to give her a 5.
Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like it's good that she was able to stick around an additional week, but she doesn't have a good place in the game at all. And like, she's definitely not going to win. So I feel like I just have to stick with my 4 just because she's just hanging around.
She has that new alliance, though, you know, that could be helpful.
Yeah, the monarchs. Monarchy. Yeah,
that real thing.
Yeah, I gave her a 3 last week. I almost gave her a 4, but I went with a 3 last week, and I am sticking with the 3 this week.
Low.
One of my higher ratings for the night as well.
Oh my God, you're that low?
Because here's the thing. I do think that, again, if you don't, if you don't account for the cookout, then her saving Big D makes sense.
That's terrible.
But the cookout does exist. So it doesn't actually make sense. This was a terrible move in reality, in the world where we're not in fake reality, the actual reality.
I know. She should have saved Claire. We can't keep saying that anymore. We can't keep being like, oh, well, but if the cookout wasn't a thing, it's like, that is not the way the game works. The cookout is a thing. Like, we can't keep pretending that, like, oh, well, I get their perspective. It's like, no, they don't know. They know. It's over for them.
I mean, I don't think in any world she should have pulled off DF, whether, you know, the cookout exists or doesn't exist, because they've never really been working together. And it just seemed like, why take off that person? Like, you should allow maybe the person to be put off, somebody that you want to go home or whatnot, since Derek F is kind of the pawn. So I guess the 5 is looking so high, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like,
you're
my
so highest rating.
I know. Is it too generous? I'm still going to end up being a 4, I'm sure, but
yeah.
Well,
we'll be nice to her.
The audience gave Alyssa a 4 this week. So,
yeah, so still be a 4.
It is still going to be a 4. People not quite coming down as low as me on Alyssa quite yet, but it'll get there because she's not winning this game, and she's not doing anybody. Well enough.
Not winning.
Let's talk about Azza. Jacob Jones told me today that Azza should get a 5. Melissa, how do you feel about that?
I kind of agree with that, to be honest. I feel like I'm more impressed with her. I don't know if her position has really changed, but I do feel like I get the sense that I like from her that she's open and willing to look around and kind of see, like, okay, what is better for my game moving forward. I don't know if she'll actually like do anything on that, but like, I do like that she entertains the idea. Like, when someone campaigns to her, she's like, like, is this better for me? Like, what am I going to do moving forward? And the fact that she had conversations with Tiffany talking about how the guys are not going to work with them. Like, once they get to the final 6, the guys are coming for the girls. And the fact that her and Tiffany are really starting to recognize that, I do think is good. I think, like, because she's in the cookout, I'm also rating her higher, obviously, because I mean, that gives her a chance to win. So the fact that she has a chance to win, the fact that I'm seeing some sort of, you know, smart reads from her at this point in the game is good. So, you know, I'm going to give her a 5.
A 5 from Melissa. Yeah, I'm feeling somewhat similarly. I feel like I was ready to give her a 5 last week, but the fact that she was losing Brittany that week, it was not a great week. She did not play it well with the veto and deciding to throw it and all of that. This week, though, I'm willing to go to the 5 here. I think that she is capable of winning this game. I'd even consider a sixth this week because there are some things I'm liking from her. And they are primarily that she does seem to be receptive to Tiffany when Tiffany says we can't bring these guys to the end. I mean, Tiffany is absolutely right. You know, granted, she can bring Big D to the end, but I hope she knows that. And so if this cookout war really is going to be, you know, Tiffany going after Xavier, Hannah going after Kyland, Kyland going after, I'm not sure, to be honest, could be Tiffany, could be Xavier, could be anyone, could be Azza, really. But maybe not. And then, you know, Xavier going after potentially Kyland, potentially Tiffany, still not entirely sure on that. I would imagine Xavier goes after Kyland for all their guys talk. You know, the fact that Xavier does believe that the guys are doing all the work and the guys are the only ones capable of winning competitions, that to me points to him wanting Kyland out ASAP, which is what he has expressed in the past. So, but what that means is that Azza should be pretty good. It's not really anybody coming for her early on in this portion of the cookout. Once they get to the six, assuming they do get to the six, and that means that she has a little bit of wiggle room. I don't think that anybody's like, she's kind of in that sweet spot of like Big D's the obvious goat, and thus might be taken out to prevent somebody from bringing the obvious goat. Azza is then the backup goat, and. That's not great for her endgame prospects. It's why she's only five. But it is great for her longevity process or prospects. Yeah, it's a five. Chantel, what do you think?
Well, funny enough, I'm fluctuating between a four and a five. And the reason why I'm a little bit lower on Azza is for the fact that I feel like if she did have any power, I don't think she will do right with it. I feel like she would make an emotional move. I don't feel like she may be having these conversations now, but I think that she actually had the head of household or whatnot. I don't think she would do what was best for her game. And so I don't really have any confidence in her helping herself get to the end. So yeah, she might not be looked at as somebody that's important to take to the end, but then she's also most likely won't get any votes from anybody in the end, unless she's maybe sitting next to Derek F. And so with me not really like excited about like, ooh, she might make a really good move if she gets head of household, I'm kind of like, I don't want to see what she does because I'll probably get really mad. And I don't really see anybody wanting to work with her and like figure out a way to get to the end. I think I'm gonna have to stick with a four. I just don't think that she has enough like oomph in like her desire to win the game for me to want to give her any higher than that right now.
All right. Well, the audience agrees with you, Chantel. They gave Azza a four as well. So there you go. Okay. Let's talk about Claire. Claire this week has played this really terribly. I mean, from being willing, like the initial conversation, I genuinely thought that there was a chance that Claire would be able to talk her way off the block this week if she was like, what are you thinking, Sarah Beth? Why would you put me on the block? We're in an alliance together. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? That like there's a chance that she's able to maybe get Sarah Beth to at least consider not doing it. I don't think it would have changed Sarah Beth's mind only because she wouldn't have had time to change her mind. But that points to another thing, which is that Kyland was up there for, I mean, he was talking to her for like a total of 6 hours that night. Mm-hmm. And like completely uninterrupted time. Claire, you are in a three-person alliance with Sarah Beth. I know you see it as fake, but she doesn't. Mm-hmm. What do people expect from people that they're in a super tight week one, three person alliance? What do they expect you to do? They expect you to be there and talk to them and like mm-hmm. hang out with them and chat with them about what they should do. You got to get in there. You got to filibuster Kyland. You got to be hanging out because you're her friend. So you're hanging out there in the HOH room. You're asking her questions about Shelly in front of Kyland. This is going to make it even more awkward. And then you're going to talk to her more about her life and her voice acting job. And you're going to hang out. You're gonna be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. And then by the time you let Kyland start working on her, it's already really late. Now he has to stay up until 8 a.m. and he's got less time to make it work. And maybe you've actually made some points that might stick because clearly she was susceptible to being influenced here. So I do not like that she did not do that. That's more excusable than completely just lying down and letting herself go up on the block. Once she's mm-hmm. on the block, she wakes up Derek and she says, "So I'm going on the block. All right, you can go back to sleep." Like, what do you mean? No, Derek, you have $100. You're probably going to get more. You have to take me off the block. You're going to be backdoored. You need to do it for you and for me, but primarily for you because you need to do it. No, she didn't do that. She let Hannah talk him in to not playing. She agreed with Hannah. Oh, it makes sense for only one of you to do it. Why? What does it matter to you, Claire? You don't get the coin of destiny. They do. And they're not even going to get it. And you're not even going to be there if you're on the block potentially. What are you doing? And then with the veto, she's like not talking to Derek about please play for me and use it on me. She's just letting him be like, yeah, I'm sorry, but Hannah, who cares about Hannah? You can't trust Hannah. You have to trust me. She has a good relationship with him. Why isn't she trying?
Mm-hmm.
She's a two.
Yeah, I agree. She's a two for me as well. And I hate to say it because I wish she wasn't, but I've been so disappointed in her this week. I just feel like there's been nothing. I feel like it's like this whole time during the game, she's given us nothing. And I always thought it was like a situation where, you know, it's like, well, you know, the first half of the game, you're supposed to lay low. You're supposed to kind of just like suss it out and kind of get a feel for everyone and, you know, make alliances, but not really do anything, like not really make crazy moves or put yourself out there. Like, I get that strategy of like laying low, but then you don't just never do anything. Like, you don't just fall asleep and actually fall asleep. Like, you fall asleep for the first half of the game and then you wake up and play. And yet she has done nothing. And even when she knew she was in danger, she did nothing. So very disappointed in Claire. She's a two. Even if she stays this week, it literally doesn't matter because she's not winning this game. And also, her biggest ally, quote unquote, Tiffany, doesn't care about her literally at all. So if your biggest ally does not care if you stay or not, and your biggest ally is actually bigger allies with Derek X than with you, like, that's not a good thing. And also, and you can't even say, oh, well, maybe Derek X and Claire are biggest allies. No, because Derek X cares more about Hannah than he cares about Claire. So Claire has literally no one in this game and doesn't realize it. And so, yeah, she's a two.
Well, I can tell you the audience gave Claire a four.
Whoa.
You're a four this week.
Well, yeah. They're wrong.
Chantel, what do you think about
generous.
That?
That is generous.
Look, I don't know why they gave her a four, because I, too, gave her a two. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it's because, okay, the reason why she's playing this way is that she has been groomed by Tiffany to run all scenarios through Tiffany. Mm-hmm. And so I think that she's lost the ability to see the game from her own perspective because she's always been bouncing it back and forth with Tiffany. So she can't see any game unless Tiffany lays it out with the chessboard in front of her for her to be like, oh, this is the move that I'm supposed to make. And so I think the fact that she allowed herself to not develop her own strategy, to bringing her own ideas, to showing like how she wants to steer this game, she just kind of like, I'm just in it, nobody's telling me what to do, so I'm just gonna be here. And that's what's really frustrating, knowing that she's somebody that is supposed to be a super big gamer. She's a super fan. She was strategizing a lot, and I love this about them. I was like, yes, they're strategizing, but I don't think that she knows how to strategize for her own game. I think she just knows how to run scenarios with somebody else that's running the game, and she's lost without having somebody that's actually aiming for her benefit. Mm-hmm. So a two.
And let me tell you, the only reason she's not a one is because I do think she's staying. And I think that she is probably the most likely person to make it to seven. Maybe fighting that for that spot with Alyssa. I do think that the person that makes it to seven has like the most minuscule chance of, like, if they're safe that week and then the cookout civil war starts, then maybe they don't have the energy to take her out the following week, right? But you know, the ones are coming, guys. They're coming. They're coming like winter, and they're not going to be so easily stopped by two incompetent writers. Let's move on. To Big D. Let's talk about Big D. Big D is he's got a four from the audience. A four from the audience. Same as the audience is straight four so far.
Wow, they're not pleased.
Alyssa, Aza, Claire, and Big D all getting fours from the audience. For me, I gave Big D a three last week, and I have no intention of raising that score until he does something to make anybody in this house respect him in any way. The fact that they continue to laugh at his delusion, thinking that he's running this game, thinking that he's in control, it's just absurd. Nobody's going to vote for him in the end. As things stand, he will need to win some comps. The coin of destiny will be big for him if he actually gets to use it. But until that happens, and until he actually wins something or starts being respected in this game, Claire joking that she'll vote for him in the final two if he makes it is not enough for me to tell me that he has an actual chance of winning this game. So despite the fact that he's in the cookout, he is also going to get a three from me. Chantel, what do you think?
I agree. He gets a three, especially because, like most of the people in this game, he's just not doing anything. Like, he has had more conversations in the last couple of weeks. The fact that he's allowing himself to be enamored with Kyland, and so Kyland has his mist on him right now, I'm like, that's not really a great look. It's like you've come off of the daybed, and now you're into like Kyland's arms, and he's able to like completely manipulate your thoughts and like how you're playing this game. So I definitely don't respect his game right now. He hasn't really done anything at all. It sucks to kind of feel entitled to people respecting him. And I'm like, but why? You haven't done anything in this game. I also don't love the fact that, you know, how he's, you know, spoken about Tiffany and stuff like that. And so it just, I'm not really a fan of him, and his game hasn't been great. So he gets a three because he's probably going to get pretty decently far, but I don't see him making any sort of moves to really solidify him winning the game. I can't see it. There's not a world.
Yeah. I kind of actually have to agree with the audience on this one. Ooh. Just because he's aligned with the cookout guys. And I do think the guys want to take the guys, and I think that they are working together. And so I don't think that he's going to get out right away. I think that he has a really good chance of making it to the end. I think that I guess I see what you're saying about like, if he gets the end, he might not win, but like, things can change on the way there. And I do think that like he will make it there. So or at least he has a very good chance of making it to the end. And because of that, I do feel he has a better chance of winning than some other people. So that's why I'm giving him a four.
This is funny, actually. He is so slowly coming up in the ratings. 2 weeks ago, he got straight threes. Last week, he got 1-4 and 3 threes. This week, he got 2-4 and 2 threes. It's just like the most small increments possible week by week as he gets closer to the end.
Is he going to get higher than a four? I don't know.
I mean, at this rate, it would take another 4 weeks for him to get to a five. So by then, we're probably like at the finale, right? So maybe. All right. So that's Big D for you. Let's talk about Derek X. Chantel, what are your thoughts on Derek X?
I'm so sad. I'm so sad because I feel like he could have done what he needed to do to not be on the block. Like, but not even we take out him not playing the roulette. Like, I feel like he could have said the right things to the right people. The fact that Tiffany's willing to put in some work for him right here means that he does have a possibility in staying to a certain degree. And so I'm just really frustrated that like he was just doing so well. And I actually think that his downfall was taking out Christian and thinking that that was the best move for him. Like, yes, it was a decent move. It was fine. Take out your competition, but it really did leave him to be really open. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't really recognize that, it was just more like he just always wants the shiny target out. And now he wants like the coin of destiny. And he wants all these shiny, flashy things that are distracting him from playing a very good game. And so I do think that the Christian move, yes, it kind of benefited him, but I think it actually ended up being his downfall in the game. And he hasn't done anything to recover where he is in the game. I don't see him staying, maybe a 1% chance he stays. And that wouldn't be for anything that he's done. It would be that everybody else decided that they wanted to keep him. So with that, I'm going to have to give him a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I'm giving him a 2 as well. I'm very sad to do it, and I don't want to do it. And there is a possibility that he does stay this week, but I just feel like he just did so terribly. And like, it was all like things that he could have avoided, I feel like. So it just was a bad all around, and I hate it because I really do like him, but I am very disappointed in him. He was way too confident coming into this week for literally no reason. And the fact that he could have saved himself with that power that he was literally given to him by the audience, like, and say, he's just like, I'm just going to save my money and play for the coin of destiny. It's like, you are not safe. What are you thinking? Like, who are your allies here besides like Tiffany and Claire and Hannah? Like, who else are you working with? Nobody. I don't get what he's thinking. It's just all bad. And, you know, the fact that Sarah Beth, he literally put Sarah Beth up on the block and like forced her to turn on her own allies and like keep it a secret and this whole thing, like kind of yanked her around all week. And then now she's in power and he's like, I think I'm okay. What's the problem? It's like, What's going on here? How do you not realize that there's a problem here? So unfortunately, yeah, 2 for me. Very disappointed.
Yeah. This is,
oh my gosh,
this is tough because, I'm definitely very close to the 1 here for Derek X. He did a lot to put himself in this position. And I think ultimately I have to go with the 2 for Derek X, mostly because, you know, his biggest mistake is that he didn't compete for power. And, you know, he theoretically like could have lost. The fact is that he got outmaneuvered here. He's not a Brent. He's not a Frenchie. Like, he didn't completely tank his own game. If he is 1 second faster in that HOH competition, he's fine this week. If he somehow survives this week, which is not completely impossible. In fact, as we speak, Aza, who he pitched to and successfully convinced to like really heavily consider keeping him, has been debating with Xavier for what looks like the last 15 minutes or so about whether or not they should keep him. And Xavier is pushing hard back, of course, but his campaign has gone decently. I mean, he got Aza. That's 3 votes. He only needs 1 more, which is kind of absurd given the position that he's in. Again, I don't expect him to stay. But genuinely, I think that he still has more win equity than somebody like Claire, certainly more than Sarah Beth, despite the fact that he is almost definitely going home this week. Because if for some reason he does stay, he can at least win something and win his way through. He would get the Coin of Destiny. He has another chance at HOH. He could potentially win his way into the end game. But even that is so, so low. And really, you know, he's very lucky that this is not a 1, but he's not quite that bad. It's a really like face palmy kind of thing, but it's not as bad as some other players this week. So that's what I got for Derek X, and the audience gave him a 3.
Ooh.
The audience gave him a 3.
That's, I have a question about Derek X. Like, is it because he's like not a fan of the show that he's not like having the nervousness of being voted out or backdoored like he did to Christian? Because I kind of relate it to in Survivor when people have an idol and like they are like, oh, if I feel like I'm the one that's going to be going home, I'm going to use it. And like, if I ever had an idol, I would have to use it because like I would never want to go out with an idol in my pocket. And basically, Derek X is going out with an idol in his pocket. $200 is his idol that he didn't play correctly. And so I'm just wondering if he just doesn't have like that sense of needing to survive the game because he's not a super fan or a fan at all.
It definitely hasn't helped him throughout the game that he didn't know the game well enough. I think he could have started off on a better footing. And he is a very naturally talented player. I mean, he reminds me of Paul in that way where, like, this has not been a great game. In fact, I see a lot more promise in him this season than I saw in Paul in 18. I think that if he watched a bunch of seasons, came back and played again, I think that he'd be very dangerous. I think for not knowing the game very well, I mean, his instincts are very good. He was very perceptive this week, catching on to the Kylan, Sarah Beth, Alyssa, Xavier alliance, clocking that they're pulling in Big D. He's multiple times alluded to, like, man, it seems like there's something bigger going on. It's just the lack of urgency and the lack of really, I think, experience of, like, this is where I punish Claire even more, because Claire should know, having these conversations, like, yes, of course there's something else going on, and you're not a part of it. You need to get on. You can get doing something. You can be a little more lenient to Derek X because he's not seen the last, you know, 7 seasons of this show to know that that is happening every single time. I think not being a fan definitely hurt him.
Yeah, these conversations where they're like, man, it's so crazy that this season there's no big alliance and nobody's really in an alliance. It's like kind of wild. It's like, no, it's you that's not in an alliance. Like, it's not that there's no alliance. It's just that you're not a part of it. Like, how are you not getting that? I don't understand how they don't understand that. And the fact that, you know, they're having these conversations and, like, Claire literally had a conversation with Derek X being like, oh, if they say that they're not putting you on the block as the initial nominees, that they're going to backdoor you, like, and also you should be concerned about a backdoor sort of thing. Like, there was a conversation, remember, Derek X, there was a conversation where they're talking about you might be backdoored. And he just was like, yeah, I feel safe with Sarah Beth. I don't think there's going to be any chance of a backdoor. It's like, what? I don't understand. Like, America and the producers and everybody literally placed in his lap this safety and the ability to save your ally who's sitting on the block. And instead he didn't do it. Like, I also don't understand. So, okay. The whole thing was like, oh, but Hannah said she was going to do it. So he didn't use his, but what good would that have done him? Like, I mean, what's the deal there? Like, why is everybody saying like, oh, well, he thought Hannah was going to use it, so that's why he didn't use it. But even if Hannah used it, what? So she like saves Claire and like, and she's safe, but like, he's still going to be backdoored. Like, the only way that he and Claire would be safe would be, I mean, yeah, obviously Hannah wouldn't be safe, but then at least you have 2 people off the block that could, you could use as votes for Hannah. Like, it makes it all the worse that Hannah is just like, yeah, sure. Derek X, thanks. Now shuffle yourself out the door. Like, literally, like, so the taking a broom and like pushing him out the door, like, as this whole thing is happening. And it's just like, he's so loyal to her. And he just is like, well, I didn't want to ruin this for Hannah. It's like, oh my God. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
All right. Well, let's talk about Hannah, Melissa. How do you feel about Hannah?
I feel terribly about Hannah. I don't feel like she is making smart moves for her game at all. Like, where is the smart Hannah that we just saw? Where did she go? Why is she not here anymore? Why in the world would she think it's a good move for her to have Derek X leave this week? Like, I totally get, like, she's like, yeah, I can't have him in the final 6 because it's the cookout. But like, now is not the time. He should be like, you're the last pawn that you want to leave, not the first. And also, like, nobody cares that you're sacrificing your pawn. Like, nobody is going to look at that and be like, yeah, but look what Hannah did. We need to take her to final 2. We need to hand her this win because of what she did for us. Like, no one's going to do that. The second they get to final 6, they're just going to go after each other. Like, I don't understand why she thinks this is a good move for her. The fact that she tricked him is certainly not good. I mean, is that good for jury votes? Like, no. Like, I mean, if anyone finds out about that, that's real bad. I am very, oh man, I'm not happy with her because I think all of this is done not in her own self-interest. She doesn't realize that the guys do not care about her. The guys want to get her out. The guys want to get the girls out. And she needs to be doing something to set herself up for when it's the final 6. So, I'm not pleased with Hannah at all. I do think that, you know, she is in the cookout, so she's got that. But other than that, I think she's doing herself such a disservice by actively trying to get Derek X, her one ally who will literally do anything for her in this game, which he clearly did because he sacrificed himself to make sure that she was safe. She's the one who's actively trying to get him out. So that's a bad move on her part. And it doesn't give me any faith for her moving forward. So I'm going to give her a 4.
A 4 for Hannah. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, because I think Azza is doing better for herself than Hannah is.
All right. Well, I'm also disappointed in Hannah this week, although I'm much higher on her than you are. I think that the concept of her actively trying to tank, Derek X in the game, she was doing it last week. She has been doing it this week. It's pretty absurd. I think that she has been not doing herself any favors, both in the short term and in the long term, for her jury chances. That said, I do also think that she is one of the better positioned people in the house right now. And part of that is that something that she is doing well is that she has been playing the middle between the men and the women of the cookout pretty well. When we look at the cookout final six at the moment, she is probably the person that is the safest of everyone in that six. There's not a single person that would really target her in at six or even probably at five. She's probably guaranteed something like final four or final three at this point in time, unless something, of course, changes. I think her biggest obstacle then is winning, getting to the final two and winning the game. And that's where I think things are a little more difficult, especially if she is not able to beat Xavier or Kyland in competitions, whoever is there, because she could very easily be cut at that point. And that's why I think not only keeping Derek because he's beneficial to her game if he wins, if he's seventh place, and if he takes out Xavier for her or whatever, right? Again, ignoring the fact that keeping Derek X around is a game-winning strategy for her, period, because he might take her all the way to the end and she still probably would win. But ignoring that, it's still better for her to keep Derek X around just because it gives her more power in the game. It gives her more status and credit for the game. The men of the cookout are talking about how they're carrying this whole thing. If she's the one who has the power in the game because she has Derek, then that gives her more credit when it comes down to the final two, that she can say that she was influencing Derek, the biggest, threat to the cookout's game. And so the fact that she has actively cut herself off, I think has weakened her case here at the end. I gave her a 7 last week. I think her positioning has improved from last week. Because last week she was intending on removing Derek X from the game. Her positioning is worth at least an 8 here, but her gameplay, not the case. I'm going to stick with my 7 for Hannah here this week. I do think that she is in this for the long haul and does have a good chance to win this game. But this is not the way to do it well. So that's where I'm at.
I don't understand how she could be a 7 when her biggest ally is going out the door this week
by her own hand.
By her own hand. How could she be staying at a 7? I don't understand that. I could understand like being higher than a 4. I get that, but I don't understand having the same rating as last week when she was like riding high.
Last week she wasn't riding. Last week she was doing the work to get Derek X evicted this week.
And you still think that's a 7?
That's we all did.
No, I'm saying, and now he's getting. Yeah, that's the only reason I gave her a 7 last week was because we were saying that this is all posturing. It's all like, oh yeah,
no, I didn't say that.
Fine. No, I'm saying why I gave her a 7 last week. I was saying that last week it was all posturing. It was like, well, yeah, of course I'm fine with getting Derek X out. Like, yeah, of course. Like, I'm not tied to him by any means. And now it's like, okay, now she's actually pushing him out the door. That's a different story to me. Like, she's losing her biggest ally. And not only that, I think he's going to be upset. I think that's a jury vote she loses.
I think it's possible. I think it's possible that she, I do think that Derek X is going to be very salty about what Hannah did. And I think it might be tough for her to get his jury vote, depending on who she's sitting next to. Again, I think that is her biggest issue right now, is the end game. I guess what I'm saying is that last week, I saw that she was doing this. Nothing has really changed from last week in terms of her actively trying to get Derek to leave, except for the fact that she's actively leaving. And if she wasn't also advancing her position within the cookout, I would have dropped it to a 6. But she is advancing her position in the cookout. The way that she has been ratting Tiffany out to Xavier, saying, hey, Tiffany and Azza, they're trying to protect Derek X. I don't like that she's, you know, pushing him to go this week, but it is kind of a done deal at this point. And so the fact that she is now seen by Xavier and Kyland to be the person that is most on their side really helps her with this endgame positioning, where they are much more likely to go after somebody like Tiffany or even potentially Azza, especially if Xavier is going to stay true to his thing with Hannah, which I think would be very valuable to her. So I do, like, because I was running through it, I was looking at the end game of the cookout going into the final six, and I really do see, like, not a single person is looking to target Hannah from 6 all the way basically until 3. And even then, there are a few people that plan on taking her to the end, like Tiffany and Xavier. I think she probably loses to both of them right now, but the fact that they want to take her that far does mean that she is well positioned to potentially win. And I think she has a better case to win than somebody like Azza or certainly Big D. So there, that's why it was going to be between a 6 and a 7 for me this week. But I did go with the 7 because of what she's been doing here with Xavier and Kyland. Chantel, help us here. What do you think?
Yeah, what okay. do you think?
Well, I'm sorry, Taryn. I was with Melissa here, but you convinced me to go up to a 5.
Okay.
So I don't feel like her game is a 7 worthy right now, because she's actively doing things that are not better for her game. So she is in a great position just by happenstance, you know, by everybody else in worse position or being more of a target. So they're going to be taken out first. And so that doesn't really, you know, make me excited to give her like a really high rating here, because it's like, she's just by luck is going to get taken to the end. So yes, she's been doing a little bit of work with like the guys and kind of sharing some information that way. So that's why I kind of went up from a 4 to a 5. But I feel like, and this is why I was having hard time with everybody's ratings, is in the cookout especially, is that they're only playing till the 6. And so I don't see her playing to win. So I can't really support her with a high score, because she's only playing to get to 6. And that just doesn't leave me having any faith of her really taking in control and potentially even winning this game. Even if she's in the best position, we know that she's in the best position to lose most likely, because she hasn't done any work to really get her there. So with me not having any faith right now in her wanting to win this game, everything that she's doing is for the cookout. I understand the cause. I understand why she wants to, you know, be riding for the cookout. I 100% support it, but I just wish that she was trying to win at the same time. Nobody's going to be mad at her for like, ooh, having her ally in set 7 that will take out her two biggest competition threats and allow her to be able to win the game. So the fact that she's not setting herself up at all is really frustrating to watch, because it's like, you are in a really good position. Like, why don't you make it better so that you actually could win this game? And for that, I can't give her higher than a 5. So it's a 5.
Okay, well,
I want to give it higher, because I put all my money on Hannah.
Yeah, I know. I'm really screwed. I'm really screwed, because I didn't do anything. So I have my money on Derek X and Hannah. And yeah, I'm real screwed.
Well, this is definitely an interesting one, because the audience is actually with me on this one. The audience gave 7? Hannah a 7 this
it's
week.
It's because she's so cute.
That's because they like her. I mean, I like her too. Like, you know, it's like, I definitely like Hannah as a person. I just don't think that I like her gameplay.
If I was rating for her to get to the 6, I'd probably give her like a 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the winning the game right. is where the measure.
Yeah. I don't see her winning. I mean, even if she's like, quote unquote, moving up in the, like the cookouts like positioning. Like, I don't think that they are going to take her. I really do think the guys are going to be for the guys once they get to the six. Like, I don't see the guys being like trying to work with the girls or do anything. Like, I just don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm much higher on her end game prospects, I guess, than you two. I think,
but
that
this is like wishful thinking.
I think she is the best positioned in the cookout to make the final two, like hands down, which means her only problem is getting the votes. There's a lot of time left to make that happen. So, that's why I thought seven was going to be genuinely, I thought seven was going to be low. I was like I could go down to a six, but I don't want to be too low on Hannah. I'll go to a seven. There you go. All right, let's talk about Kyland. All right, Kyland here. Last week was a five, straight fives here for Kyland. This week things are looking better for Kyland. Last week I was punishing Kyland for the poor gameplay in a similar way that I'm doing it with Hannah this week, or at least thought I was. But he should have been closer to a six already. This week he has played it much better. I still hate his jury management. And I think, again, this is a positive to Hannah, who, if she does get to the end with Kyland, I think she can potentially beat him because of how poor his jury management has been. But I do think that he was very impressive this week in, convincing Sarah Beth to go in a different direction with her nominations. Now, this is, again, kind of tricky because that was very impressive, but it wasn't exactly the best thing for his individual game. It was great for the cookout, but it wasn't the best for his individual game. So even though it was extraordinarily impressive what he did, it's, you know, I mean, it was also impressive, I guess, that Hannah managed to convince everyone to take out Derek, right? Like, but was it a good thing to do? Like, not really. So for those reasons, and for the fact that I think that I am kind of hovering Kyland. I think Kyland, if I'm looking at the cookout winners, I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at Xavier as still probably the most likely, then Hannah at this point, then probably Tiffany, then Kyland. So for me, Kyland is up at a seven this week there, with Hannah. So, that's my thoughts on Kyland. I can tell you that the audience disagrees with me on this one. The audience actually lower on Kyland. They gave him a six this week. Melissa.
Yeah, I'm between the six and the seven for Kyland, honestly. Like, I think I'm generally feeling like his performance this week was a seven. However, I do think he's going to struggle with jury votes, I think. Or at least at this point in time, it does seem like he's going to struggle with jury votes. However, like, that's still a ways away. Maybe things will change. We don't know what's going to happen. So I am very impressed with him this week, because at the start of the week, I honestly thought Sarah Beth is not going to listen to Kyland. Like, there is no way she's going to be like, I mean, she was even talking about like, oh, Kyland hugs too long. Like, I don't want Kyland to be up in my room all night. I don't want to do my HOH like Kyland. I just want to, you know, have a few one-on-ones and then go to bed. And did that happen? Absolutely not. So, like, I'm very impressed with him. I think that he did a really good job. And I think that he, I think that while I don't think it's maybe like in his best interest to get Derek X out, I don't think it's in his worst interest to get Derek X out, to be honest, because now he has a much better chance of winning things now that Derek X isn't there. And I think that while Derek X, like, and Kyland were kind of working together, I do think obviously Derek X has more loyalty to the girls, and that would be concerning for me if I was Kyland. So I can understand why he would want him to go. Because he feels like he can beat Claire and Melissa and Sarah Beth. He feels like he can control. So I'm very impressed with him. I feel like I have to give him the credit, because this is his HOH and he got everything done. And, you know, like, I'm going to give him a seven.
All right, Chantel.
I'm with you guys. I gave him a 7. I mean, I'm not loving his game, but he's doing a good job for what his objectives. And the fact that he was able to really take control of the HOH like a second week in a row is pretty impressive. No matter what, he should not have been able to have this much control of her HOH. Right. And it's just shocking that mm-hmm. like he was able to, whatever tactics he did, however, like 6-hour conversations, he was willing to put in that time to make sure that he had the outcome that he wanted. And that's a lot more energy than Claire or Derek X have been doing. And they're on the actual block. So just the fact that he's putting effort in trying to get what he wants to have happen. I have to give him some credit for that. I do feel as though with Derek X being out, like you said, he has a really great chance of winning all these competitions. And it seems like he has a great memory for these things, even though he's pretending like he doesn't remember certain things. I think he's going to be a big threat in these endgame competitions that we're all kind of assuming that Hannah might win. But I think Kylan might win as well. And he seems to be better under pressure. So I think that he has a good shot of continuing to move forward. Hopefully he'll have time to have people respect his game. And like, you know, after they get the pain of being snowed by him is gone, they can start looking at his game objectively and being like, you know what, he did a really good job. And so I could see him winning at the end, even if we don't like his strategy right now, particularly. I think I'm gonna give him a 7. I think that he could still do pretty well in this game. And I think he's doing the best this week.
All right. Well, let's move on to Sarah Beth. The audience gave Sarah Beth a 2. Ooh. This week. Lowest score of the week. The audience gave her a 2. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with the audience. I wouldn't give her 2. I'm very disappointed in her and she has no chance of winning. And she just like killed any chance she had of like any sort of like alliance with anyone. I don't know, like any sort of real alliance, I guess, because a real alliance could have been like Claire and Derek X. And, you know, like I get that Tiffany and Hannah and Kylan and whoever will never be a real alliance with anyone outside the cookout. So like, but I do think she could have done something. It did seem like at the beginning of the week that she was going to do her own thing and do something good for her game. And something good for her game would have been to actually like solidify a relationship with Derek X, with Claire, with, you know, with people outside of the cookout. And she didn't do that. Let the cookout control her. And, you know, that's that. It's like, she's not going to win.
All right. Chantal, what do you think?
I mean, I'm between a 2 and a 3 here for Sarah Beth, because I do think she's capable of winning stuff. So next week, if she's on the block, I could see her winning Vito. But I don't really see her winning the game. I definitely think that this was really an embarrassingly bad week for her, especially when we had so much faith that this is something she was like, she was one of the people that was going to shake things up or could shake things up. And like, even with having the roulette power and stuff like that in it, it might be that 2 cookout members are going to be up on the block and then we're going to have to see them really both fight to stay here. Like, you know, we're all excited that something could happen. And she just was like, forget my game. What do you want, Kylan? Like, I'm just like, I can't really reward that with anything higher than, I'm going to give her a 3, just because I think that she could save herself next week. So she has a little bit of longevity in the game.
All right. I don't feel good about Sarah Beth. I don't feel good about this HOH. I think this is an all-time bad HOH. And I think that she has 0 chance to win this game. And so, you know what?
Enjoy jury, Beth.
You're getting a 1.
I did.
You're getting a 1.
Wow. 1.
A 1 for Sarah Beth. Look.
A 1 for an HOH is a rough score.
It is a rough score.
You have to really do a bad job.
And let me tell you, I was generous to Fessy and I gave him a 2. You know why? Because Fessy could still have won that game. If he had won a ton of competitions, there was still a jury buyback in the works. He still had a chance, even though it was a worse HOH. Sarah Beth cannot win this game. There is 0 chance she will win this game. There's no possible way that will ever happen. She's going home probably next week, again, due to her own actions this week. But she was already a target heading into this week. Even if she somehow made it to the seven, there's just, even if she somehow, some way made it to the final two, which is impossible, she's not going to get any jury votes because this HOH was completely controlled by Kylan and everyone knows it. This is the worst possible thing that she could have done for her game this week. In the list of possible things. She's getting a one. This is it. It's a one.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I feel you. I do.
All right. I already talked about all the reasons why. All right, let's talk about Tiffany. Chantel, how do you feel about Tiffany?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to give Tiffany a six. I love Tiffany. I want her to win this game. I feel like, you know, she's not even being respected for the fact that she is putting a lot of work to get all the six to the six. Derek F is not respecting that part of it. Azza hasn't really, you know, just really recognized how much work Tiffany really has been doing to kind of lose the game. Like, she's really giving up her game to the other five people in the cookout. And so the fact that she is not allowing herself to keep herself padded by her own numbers in this game, and she's really pushing them out the door just to ensure the six, it's just really frustrating because she's a good game player and she could set herself up to win and be, you know, loyal to the six till that point. And why can't she just be like, well, that happened. Oops. Like, you know, she doesn't have to take control of making sure that everybody gets the six. I wish that she was a little bit more wanting to win the game. And I know it's most likely because she's worried about America and what they would think if she was being completely self-interested and not being 100% for the cookout. I know she's probably worried about some sort of blowback as to having that being her objective and her winning as opposed to like going for the group. I feel like that must be what is holding her back from playing her own game here. But she's not putting herself in a position to win. She's still making moves. She still has a lot of, social capital in this game. She is able to convince most people to do a lot of things. So I think that is definitely valuable. But because she's not allowing, she wants Claire to go. Claire is never going to put you up. She's a number for you. She'll vote whatever way you want. Even Derek X, same thing. Like, he wins stuff and will vote the way however you want. And like, you can work with both of these two people, allowing both of them to go up on the block and both of them to leave and not really caring that there could be there to help your game to win this season. It's frustrating and it can't get more than a six from me. I'm sorry, Tiffany. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. She's a six for me as well. And I hate to say it because I absolutely love Tiffany. And like you said, I want Tiffany to win. I really do. She's amazing. And I think that if it weren't for this, cookout group mentality, like, let's get the six to the end, who cares who wins, like, I do think she could be like an all-time great winner because I really do think she's got it in her and I think she's so good. But my concern is that she's too much for the group right now and it's taking away from her own game, because I do think that she's not in a great spot to win. I think if she does win, even with this group mentality, I'll be so impressed and I'll just be like so thrilled. But I think that, you know, it's a hard road for her because she's trying to put the group in front of herself and it's not great for her. I'm very worried about her game moving forward. I think that she's put herself in a bad spot because, you know, one of her allies is going to be leaving this week. And also she's kind of like getting into it with some of the people in the cookout, based on like this week. I mean, Hannah is a little thrown off by her this week. And I think that, you know, obviously like Kylan and her are a little not clicking. And then same with Derek F, like they're not clicking very well either. And I think that Xavier sees her as a threat. So I'm really worried about her once it gets to the six. I think that she's not in a great spot to win. I hope that she can pull it off. And I think if anyone can, she could, but I'm worried for her because she's losing an ally and the people in the six aren't dying to bring her to the end. So if she can't figure this out and try and find a way to make it so that the cookout girls are going against the cookout guys, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for her. And I don't know if she can really win competitions. So it's not really like she has that up her sleeve. So I'm very worried for her. But, you know, I'm rooting for her. So, you know, we'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, I'm at a 7 for Tiffany, which is certainly still dropping from the 8 last week. Losing Derek is a big blow to her game in the same way that it's a blow to Hannah's game. But where Hannah's game, in my eyes, is rising within the cookout, Tiffany's continues to fall as Hannah has gotten away clean from this Derek eviction. And Tiffany is being dragged down by it, trying to keep him in the game, which is not working. Because of that, I am starting to see Hannah as a more viable winner at this point, because she is much more likely to be taken to the end, or at least brought further to the end, than Tiffany. Though I do still think Tiffany probably has a leg up on Hannah with the jury votes. I don't think even that is necessarily guaranteed at this point. Now, I do think that luckily Tiffany is the most active player in the cookout, and the person who is actively campaigning the most to try to position herself as well as possible. The problem is that these are not the people that she would have been working on if she had chosen the people that she would have been working on. And she has been frustrated with them in the past, and her relationships are not as solid as they should be if she's going to try and work this position. Now, I do like what she's doing with the women. I like what she's doing between Xavier and Kyland. I think she needs to work more to try to pin them against each other. It is pretty far out right now, but it's going to be very important for her game that they do go after each other once they hit 6. I think it's actually kind of likely that they do, but she still has work to do from that point. And I also see Hannah as a little bit more likely to win those endgame competitions than Tiffany, which means she really needs to be able to position herself well, which is going to be very difficult again, given her positioning within the cookout. I've talked about it a lot already, but I do think she is far and away the best player in the house, but she has actively chosen a path that is just overwhelmingly difficult for her. Mm-hmm. And that is why she is continuing to fall here in these ratings. The audience did stick to a 7 for Tiffany as well, however. So down to a 7, she goes. Let's talk about Xavier. Melissa, what are your thoughts on Xavier?
I'm honestly really impressed with Xavier. I think that even with his whole being thrown up on the block and then, you know, having this solitary confinement thing and then also being a third nominee, I don't feel like that matters. Like, I just feel like he's still really good and he's still in a good spot. And I just feel like if I were to predict the winner right now, it would be Xavier. Like, I just feel like I see, number one, a path for him to get to the end. And number two, the jury vote once he's there. I just think that I honestly am just really impressed. It's hard because it's like, you know, anything could happen in solitary confinement while he's there. And then maybe Derek X, you know, stays and then something happens and then Derek X takes him out. Like, I don't know.
And he's guaranteed on the block next week, which is my biggest thing.
True. But I just don't feel like it matters that much. I don't know. I feel like he's in such a good spot with the cookout. Like, I don't think the cookout would want to lose him. So I don't know. I feel pretty good about him, to be honest. And I think I'm in between an 8 and a 9, to be honest. I'm either going to stick with, like, and the only reason why is because of that he's guaranteed to be on the block next week. Like, that's the only reason why I'm not, like, immediately, like, 9, he gets it. Because that's a very scary situation. Can I think about it and we circle back around? It's between an 8 and a 9, but let's circle back.
Yeah, for me, a big part of this week for Xavier is the fact that he actively chose to take this be on the block punishment. When in a week where he was lock safe and every single person in that competition was planning on using the veto on him, he decided to volunteer, essentially. This is a volunteer for the block scenario. He volunteered for the block. Not only next week, but if he wins next week, HOH, then the week after next week, And that's, in my opinion, worse than volunteering for the block this week, because at least this week you have a perception of what's happening this week. Next week, or the week even after next week, you have no idea where this house might have gone. And you have the fact that next week there's only three non-cookout members. Very easy for all three of them to be safe, depending on the competitions. The week after that, only two people are non-cookout members. And if one of them is HOH and they're in an alliance together, aka Alyssa and Sarah Beth in the monarchy, then they're probably not even targeting each other. And now all of a sudden there's potentially three cookout members on the block. And do I really think that if Xavier is up there against Azza and Big D, or, you know, even like Hannah or even Kyland, like, are they really going to look at Xavier and say, we all know he's the biggest threat in this game because they've all talked about it, but we're not going to take this opportunity to vote him out. I really do think that there is some danger here. And I don't think it's a lot of danger. I think that he's probably fine. But for me, it's the fact that it was completely unnecessary. There's no reason to take this punishment when you're trading being on the block now for being on the block later. And being on the block now was like one of the best block scenarios ever. So I really, really did not like that decision. However, I do think that this week is going pretty well for him. Sarah Beth taking Derek X out is great for Xavier. It continues to ease his path toward the end. I think that he is still the most likely winner here of the game. But I also think that continuing from last week, he does have Tiffany working against him, and that's not a great place to be. She has been spinning Oz's head around on Xavier. She's been talking to Hannah about it. And she's been talking to Kyland about it. And there are a lot of, these thoughts are in the air, and he has not exactly hidden the fact that he is a massive target in this game. I think he's the most likely winner, but I don't think he's the most likely winner by a huge margin. I think that, I mean, there's a reason Hannah, Kyland, and Tiffany are all sevens right now for me. And that's because I really think this is pretty up in the air in terms of who might win this whole thing. So, for me, I've barely given Xavier, an eight. I was very heavily considering the seven because he took that punishment, and like, I really hate this taking that punishment. But I do think that his positioning is solid, and this week was a huge win for him. And he's not getting blood on his hands. It should have been a huge win, but now he's definitely on the block. I just hate that decision so much. But for me, it's an eight. I considered the seven, Xavier. You make another call like that, I'm dropping you down. I don't care how good your position is. But it's an eight from me. Chantal, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I totally agree with both of you guys, but not number wise. I have to give him a seven. I'm just so upset with the fact that he wanted to win like this week and take himself off the block. It just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, there's no reason to take yourself off the block in order for you to put yourself on the block later on. Like, it's just like postponing with having less allies and more opportunities for you to actually go home in these scenarios. So the fact that he should have just like maybe let somebody else win it to maybe take a little bit of, like, you know, the comp wins off of him, so he doesn't look like this comp beast, you know, allow somebody else to win that, allow them to take him off the block, which I think it's going to be good for him to like be like, yes, I got this person to use this on me. So that's like good for his argument in the final two. Like, but instead he wants to win this power, take himself off, and then he chooses to go on the block either next week or the week after, where he's going to be in a worse position. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I can't reward him with like a high score for making like a very bad move. And what would we be saying if like he actually does end up going out when he's up the third nominee? Like, that's a very big possibility. When you get closer to that six, people might be like, well, we're close enough. You know what I mean? Like, they might change their tune. They might decide that, like, hey, like, this is a really great opportunity. We couldn't take him out 2 weeks ago, but like, let's take him out now. I just think that he just is allowing himself to go on the block when he doesn't need to, at a time where people might be tempted to be self-interested and use it as an opportunity to take him out. So giving him a 7 because he's in a good position in the game. I can see him winning, but that move is just so bad. And it just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I almost want him to be punished for it because it was so bad. So the fact that I'm rooting for him to get voted out because of the stupid move means that he has to get a 7.
And that's the thing for me. Like, again, I don't think it's likely that he goes home because of this, but if he does, then like, this is one of the worst moves ever. And like, we can't rate the decision this week when he goes home a week from now or 2 weeks from now because of it. We have to rate the decision now because of the possibility of what might happen because of it. And so that, I'm like, I was very tempted to go with the 7 because of that. Yeah. And I get that people are like, oh, it's a small thing, but it's a small thing right now that could be a massive thing in 2 weeks. I do still go with the 8 though. The audience actually is with Chantel on this one. They are also at a 7 for Xavier this week. Also not the biggest fan of, I guess, of the move here for Xavier. Melissa, coming back to you.
All right. Where are you at? I'm going to go with the 8. I didn't say that yet.
You're too predictable.
Yeah, I guess I'm way too predictable. Alexandra's like, we already know what Melissa's going to say. I am going to get with an 8 because I feel like without this punishment thing, I would give him the 9, but I do feel like I don't want to give him that 9 when he's done something like this. That's so detrimental. I feel like I want to give him the 9 when he like really deserves it. So I'm just going to give him the 8 for now, probably a 9 next week. Who knows? So we'll see. But 8 for now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there it is. That's the stock watch for the week. Let's get into some of these questions and then check out the leaderboard. So, here we go. I asked the audience to rank the players from their favorite to their least favorite. There are 10 players in the game and, it's time to compete. Melissa, Chantel, who is the audience favorite?
Derek X.
Derek X has to still be up there.
You're both correct.
Yeah.
Derek X, number one. Who is their second favorite?
Claire.
Hannah?
You are both incorrect.
Ooh.
It's Tiffany. It's Derek X, and then it's Tiffany.
I'm surprised by that. She's usually not all the way up there.
Last week, she was...
fourth, wasn't she?
She was second.
Oh.
Was she?
Yes.
Oh. I guess I'm looking at the polls online, like Big Brother Daily and stuff like that. Mm. She never up there.
All right. Who is third place?
Claire.
You're both correct. It is Claire. Who is fourth place?
Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah.
You're both correct. It is Hannah. Who is fifth place?
Azza?
Ooh. Alyssa?
Incorrect from both of you. It is Xavier. Xavier in fifth place. All right, so the top 5, Derek X, Tiffany, Claire, Hannah, and then Xavier. Now I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go to the least favorite player. Who is the audience's least favorite player?
Sarah Beth. She's down there.
Do I think Sarah Beth? I'm confused because they keep on giving Derek F $100, but I don't think that they actually like him. So I'm going to say Derek F.
Melissa takes the lead. It is Sarah Beth.
I didn't want to copy you, but I was like, just going to do something different.
Melissa with a chance to win for the first time ever.
No.
Oh, my God.
Who is the second?
Kylan's next.
Okay. Second least favorite.
Well, then I'm saying Derek F there.
Chantel ties it back up. Ah! It was Big D.
Big next one's Kylan.
Who else is left? Is that all that's who's left?
I think it's Kylan and Alyssa.
Oh, right? I think, yeah, Kylan would be next. And then Alyssa would be up.
You're both sixth. Correct. Kylan is next. Fourth to last, a.k.a. seventh place.
And then Alyssa, right?
Alyssa. She's so we left. Tied.
Oh, we yeah. tied. That's pretty
Alyssa's
good.
Correct. You guys didn't vote for sixth place. Who's sixth place?
It has to be Alyssa.
Right? Isn't Alyssa the only one left?
Alyssa was seventh. You guys missed it. Forgot about Azza.
Oh,
you both, I thought we you both guessed Azza, but you were wrong because she was six.
Oh.
Oh, yes, of course. We were wrong.
All right. So here it is, a tie. It's Derek X in first place, Tiffany, Claire, Hannah, Xavier, Azza, Alyssa, Kylan, Big D, and then Sarah Beth. And this is all very even sort of distribution here. It's a very, very clean thing. No close votes there. Okay. Ask the audience to rate the episodes this week. Last week, they were a 7 out of 10. This week, a 5.4 out of 10.
Ooh. Oof.
I asked the audience to rate the feeds this week. Last week was a 6.7.
Ooh,
this week,
low.
A 5.1.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I asked the audience to
not thrilled.
Rate the season as a whole so far. Now, for most weeks, it's been in the 8 range. Last week, it fell to a 7.7. This week, 6.8, the Ooh. Season as a whole.
Oh,
that tells you how quickly the audience will turn on
they
a season.
They will turn fast.
They are down to a 6.8. I asked the audience to rate the competitions this week. Last week was a 6.9. This week, a 5.7. Not a huge fan of the competitions thus far. I mean, we literally watched Alyssa do a competition by herself. So I can't really fault them for that one.
Well, what I thought would have been interesting, though, is if, like, what if they pushed it so that nobody played or nobody used their money, or, like, wouldn't that have been I guess they were trying to flush it out, right? Is that?
Yeah,
like,
but
what
it's
happens
possible,
if people just didn't.
Yeah, it's possible
play.
That they wouldn't have, that nobody could have played. It's possible that nobody would have been able to afford it next week. Like, they definitely left those possibilities open. I just don't think they fully thought this through. I asked the audience to rate the high roller twist as a whole. Last week it was a 5.5. This week, 3.5. They are very low on the high roller twist. More specifically, what did they think of the roulette twist? They gave the second veto twist a 5.8. They gave the roulette twist a 3.7. Not a fan.
Oh boy. This season's tanking, apparently, according to the viewers.
I wonder if it would have been helpful if, like, if they're going to give someone the $100, they could force them to play. Like, that would have been maybe a little more interesting. Like, okay, the audience really wants me to play yeah. in this competition, because it didn't seem like Derek X used the or Claire used the information wisely, or Tiffany. And so it would be interesting. It was like, if they give you enough money and you can afford to play, you must play to at least then the audience will be getting what they wanted. And they yeah. would force their hand.
I feel like I liked what I think it was you, Taryn, or somebody said it, where it was like, if the audience is giving you 100, like, it's because you're an underdog. You need the help. Like, it's not just because they're just like, have 100. You're
we
in a
like
good spot
you.
In the game. Yeah, you're in a good spot right now. Have 100. It's like, we like you. And also, you are in a bad spot. You need this money. Like, I just feel like no one was really taking the clues that were given to them.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do like seeing their reactions when they get the money, like whether if they get 100 and they're like, oh my God, that's so crazy or whatever. Like, thank you, America. And then when they don't get 100 and they get 50 and they're like, oh, I guess you hate
thanks.
Me.
But it's also really lame that Claire gets the $100 and now she still
can't do anything.
She can't do anything this week. She can't do anything
2 weeks
next
in a
week.
Row. She gets $100. It doesn't mean anything.
Like, it's just, can she pool her money? Like, I thought they were going to have some competitions where they can gain more, you know, BB bucks. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, it's kind of it's a flop of a twist for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does seem a little strange that like, okay, so we're voting for Claire, we're giving her 100 and it doesn't do anything. Like, she can't use the money. All it is just like a pat on the back. Like, oh yeah, we like you or whatever. It's like,
that's, well, you're in danger, but you can't do anything about
it. Yeah, you're in danger. Sucks for you. Yeah, not great.
All right. Well, I asked the audience which player will receive the majority of your votes for BB Bucks next week. Let's see. Why don't we do a quick little quiz here? Who do you think got the most votes for BB Bucks next week?
I don't know how strategic they're going to be, because like I would still want to give it to Claire just so it doesn't go into somebody else's hands.
Yeah.
But I think that they might do Hannah just because Hannah has 150. And so she would be able to play. So maybe they want to see people play this power. So I'm going to say Hannah.
I bet people will give it to Hannah, but honestly, I would want to give it to Azza because I liked her little message today where she's just like, yeah, but she's just like, why don't you guys want to give it to me? What did I do wrong? Like, I'm sitting here possibly saving like your boy, Derek. And now like, I haven't gotten anything. Why do you guys not want to give me anything? I thought it was funny. So it's like, yeah.
And she's like, you guys give me $50. You want to say, you want me to save your boy?
Yeah. You want me to save real cute. Yeah. She's like, you only give me $50 every week. What the heck?
So, you both guess Hannah.
Nah, I'm going to guess Azza just for fun.
Okay. Well, you're both wrong still. It was Claire. Claire was the top vote getter here.
Okay, well, whoa, so the audience is thinking like me.
Yeah.
Hannah was in second place.
I thought they would have said Hannah because like she could have done something with it, but I do think, yeah. Hannah, I mean, I feel like at this point it's just to tell people we like them or something, because if they can't do anything with it, it's like at least we send them a message.
Mm-hmm. Hannah in second place, Tiffany in third place.
Okay, so Tiffany might get some money this week, but she can't do anything about it either, right? She's what, 175? Yeah.
Derek X was in fourth place, even though he's not going to be there. All right. I guess Big D, Xavier, and Alyssa were the next three from this audience.
I wish they could gift their money, kind of like fire tokens or whatever. Like, I bequeath this $100 to so and so once they leave the game. That would be interesting.
It would.
You'd probably give it to Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have to be when you get evicted. But then even then, it would still probably just benefit the majority alliance. They just have to trick the person into giving it to them. I mean, if Brittany had given it to Big D or Azza, like that's not going to help the underdogs any, right?
So, yeah.
So I asked the audience, who is the best person for Sarah Beth to have targeted for her game? Who do we think was the audience pick here? Top pick for who should Sarah Beth have targeted for her game this week?
Probably Alyssa. Xavier and Alyssa should have been like, I mean, like if I'm Sarah Beth and I don't know about the cookout, like I would see her targeting Xavier and Alyssa, but I think she should have targeted Xavier.
So the guess is what, Melissa?
Xavier.
And I said Alyssa.
Melissa is correct. The tie broken in Melissa's favor.
It's the same thing. They both would have been up on the block. Okay. And Xavier would have stayed. So I'm just following through the whole week.
Xavier got 40% of the vote. Alyssa only got 3% of the vote. So very few people chose Xavier.
Three.
Xavier was the top pick. Tiffany was the second pick, followed by Big D, then Hannah, then Kyland, then Alyssa. Then with 2% of the vote, Derek X.
He's clearly Azza, making the wrong move.
And Claire. So Derek and Claire in the bottom three of people she should have targeted this week. I don't think I've ever seen that on this survey.
Yeah, usually it's like, oh, well, it's like either half and half or like, or they're targeting the right person. In this situation, it's clear she's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I mean, and kudos to the audience as well for, you know, top five are all cookout members. Of course, she should be targeting someone from the cookout.
Yes, yes.
So I also asked, last week I asked, will the cookout make the final six? And last week, 58% said, yes, the cookout will make the final six. This week, 83% of the audience said yes. So this has definitely pulled ahead here this week for the cookout. I asked the audience, who do you want to be evicted this week? And people did not like this question this week.
That's not good.
I don't want either of them.
With 67% of the vote, Claire. They want Claire to go.
I think the only reason I would say I would want Claire to go is only because I think that Derek X has a better chance of moving forward because he could win things. Mm-hmm. Claire, I don't think can win anything. And so it's like, okay, Claire stays and then she just gets taken out next week. There's really no, I don't really see a path forward for her besides like winning out. And I don't see that happening. So like, I do think Derek X could win out. And also it's clear that Tiffany is more loyal to Derek X than she is to Claire. And obviously Hannah would be more loyal to Derek X than to Claire. So like, I mean, not that she was being loyal to either of them this week, but I do think in general, she, if you had to pick between the two, I think Derek X she'd be more loyal to versus Claire. And, you know, I think that it's yeah.
Yeah. So something that we haven't really talked about is that assuming Claire is in the top three of the vote getting, you know, contingent here, all production would need to do is just bump up the amount of money you get from the audience by $25 this week. And now all of a sudden, Claire has a 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 chance of that coin of destiny. If she gets it, I think she would probably just put up, she'd probably put up Kylan and Sarah Beth. But Xavier again on the block, you know, things could be a little more interesting if something, and I don't think it's impossible. We speculated that it might've happened last week. Maybe they did think out this twist a little more thoroughly than we thought. And they were planning to increase the amount given on the third week so that they made sure that at least one person would be capable of affording it. It just really doesn't make any sense that being in the top three 2 weeks in a row means you can't afford it. But that is theoretically possible.
Yeah.
The problem is that Sarah Beth screwed up so bad this week that she'd probably end up on the block anyway.
Did they say at the start of this twist that it was always going to be 50, 75 and 100? Or did they leave that open ended? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It is 250, not 225. It was 125 this week. It was 250. Mm-hmm. So she needs an extra 50. It would have to be 150.
Did they start off the twist? Cause I remember them saying 50, 75 and 100, but was it just in reference to that first week? Or did they say like every week you'll have the opportunity to give them 50, 75 or 100?
I think they were very vague about it all. I mean, we didn't even know for sure that there would be another vote, for money. So
just wondering, cause you know, in terms of legal, there could be complaints if they said it in the beginning saying, well, it's going to be 50, 75 and 100. And then they're like, just kidding.
No,
it's actually more.
We thought that they might up it last week or this week. But then they didn't. And I was kind of surprised. So I do think it's possible that they up it. But, you know, we'll see. So finally, I asked, who do you want to win HOH next week? And of course, the audience, with 48% of the vote said Claire. I want Claire to win that HOH, followed by Tiffany. And then, Derek X in third place.
Here. Hey, there's hope.
Wishful thinking.
People have hope.
All right. So Melissa, for the first time ever, has won the quiz.
I gave it to
you. The Stockwatch quiz. The tie broken in her favor.
Woo-hoo! There I'm you so go. Good. He is back, baby.
Let's take a look at the Stockwatch leaderboard here.
Oh no, this is
leaderboard
so
loser
bad.
Board.
Yeah, MK. MK here, a top 10 BBCan 8 finisher, has taken the lead all in on Kylan, who was the best buy this week. Shot up in the rankings here, I imagine. Went up from 8th place to 1st. Here.
Wow.
Wait, that's how much money they have? I think I have like $300.
I know. I think I have like nothing now. I think I lost everything. So bad.
I took a hit here this week in on Hannah and have dropped $26.
Wow.
Thanks, Melissa.
You've dropped a lot.
124 places. I'm down.
This is so embarrassing for Taryn. just wait till you see ours.
He's not in the top 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa is still not the worst, Melissa.
Woohoo!
There you go.
That's something. How far did I drop, though?
You dropped 783 places. You lost $90. There you go.
Yeah, look at that. $300 left. That's so bad.
I'm around there too, babe. God.
Yeah,
I'm probably lower than you.
Chantel, I believe this is higher than Melissa. Yeah, Melissa's 3,700. You're 2,800.
Man.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Woo! You did lose some money here, I think.
Yeah, how much money do you have?
You lost a dollar, and you actually went up in the rankings, but only losing a dollar.
But not enough.
There you go.
You went up, but did not matter. Still very low.
So there
oh,
is
man.
The that, leaderboard.
I didn't think Hannah would have tanked so badly. Yeah, come on.
Well, look, I don't think she tanked that badly.
That's true.
all right. So there we go. That is the leaderboard. And that's the week. What a week in Big Brother. Next week, I can't say I think it'll be that interesting, but we'll see. You know, anything can happen. Expect the producers to screw things up. there we are. Melissa, any final thoughts on the week?
Well, I'm just very glad I got to get a lot of my rants out. They've just been kind of like isolated to my Twitter feed and in my brain. And so I'm very happy that I was able to really just let it all out. I've been very frustrated this week, you know, but I am excited to see where things go from here. I am just so disappointed where I feel like there's a lot of smart players in the house that are just not playing smart. And so, you know, that's been disappointing, but there are also some smart players in the house who are playing very intelligently. So I'm excited to see how this whole thing works out. And also, you know, we don't know what's going to happen this week. Even just as we were like starting this podcast, there's been talks of, you know, Derek X staying, and, you know, also X is going to be in solitary. So he was really one of the main driving forces in wanting Derek X to leave. So I do think that like, with him out of the picture, like maybe there's a chance something happens. I don't know. So you never know. And that's kind of fun. But, you know, we'll just have to see.
All right. Chantel, any final thoughts?
I guess that I'm just a little bit sad that I'm starting to check out of the season, because like all the people that could just, you know, cause some friction with this big alliance, it's just, they're all going out the door. And so I'm like, I'm just losing faith that something will change and to shake things up. So yeah, I hope that something happens that, you know, like unexpectedly, they just fumble the bag. Like, I just want something that's different to happen.
Just something exciting.
Right. I'm not really excited about this Coin of Destiny twist, because like, it's not going to do anything other than getting out the only people that might change something that's happening in the game. So I'm hoping that something happens to shake things up, just because I don't want to be checked out, because I was so engaged and like, I'm still am for the most part, but I just don't want to like stop being as excited as I was for the last, you know, 6-7 weeks. So fingers crossed that, you know, people get wise, Claire decides to make a move and figure something else and just like shake things up a little bit, just to kind of bring me back in. But I'm still loving the season. It's still one of the best seasons in the last, like, you know, 7 years or so. I'm enjoying it the most. And if this is my biggest complaint, is that like, oh, I'm checking out because like, you know, the people that I really want to win are like having such an easy ride to the end. Like, I'm okay with that. I want them to win. If I didn't want them to win in the end, like this would be really, really painful. But because I like so many people in the cookout, it's okay. I just hope something happens to shake things up.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. I think that like part of the issue is that like I've always hated a big giant alliance just like marching their way to the end. Like I've always hated that. I've always wanted there to be just like small little alliances, small little groups. And those little groups are like fighting each other and trying to get their way to the end. And then like somehow one of them prevails or something like that. Whereas like I've never loved, oh, big giant alliance, they get together near the beginning and then they just kind of pick people off one by one. And maybe there's like a little rebellion, but not much. And like, we just like, I just have never enjoyed that. And it's like you said, like at the very least, at least the people that are in that giant alliance are people that I do like, and people that I mean, Tiffany is someone who I've wanted to win since the beginning. So I am thrilled that she's part of that, but it's just not so fun to see a big giant alliance, you know, just work well together and march towards the end. Like it's not very exciting. So like there is that to it. And to the criticism of people saying like, oh, well, you know, you've always loved this and now you have a problem. I wonder what's different this season. It's like, what?
When?
When have people ever liked a big giant alliance walking to the end? Like, I just feel like that is not at all the case. And that's never been the case. You know, but you're right that at least we can be happy that we will likely get a good winner just because everybody, well, the majority of people in the house have been people that I have really liked. I feel like the cast this season has been amazing. And even if it's someone that we've been frustrated with, they are all working hard and they are all trying and they're fighting for it. And I do appreciate that. So, you know, even someone like Sarah Beth, she thinks she's doing the right thing and, you know, at least she's trying. So, you know, you've got that.
All right. Well, we have, again, you know, an interesting direction here. I'm very curious to see, you know, at least I'm hopefully curious to see what happens. The triple eviction is because I'm like, oh, well, at least we're going to get there. It's going to be interesting. But if there is a triple eviction, then just, you know, screw everyone. But it is still, I will say, you know, what I said last week carries over to this week. I am still finding it interesting seeing the different motivations at play here. I mean, I know we all want people to be self-interested, but the fact that multiple players are navigating with multiple motivations and they're not always doing the optimal thing for themselves, but they are doing an optimal thing for something else. It's kind of interesting to me. And I do think that this season as a whole is still probably better than the audience rating is giving it credit for. But I can certainly see how the short term sort of thing, I think, has been screwed up by the producers in terms of entertaining and exciting gameplay. They've really helped lock things in place when it could have been a little more exciting, but that's where we are. So that's what we have for you here this week. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And tomorrow night, we will also have an episode recap. It's talking about what goes down on the episode tomorrow night, where we will see Xavier for some reason take a third nominee spot. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be watching the episode live with you guys, so come find me there. And then Thursday, Stockwatch stream update, watching the episode and recapping the episode. Plenty of Big Brother coverage coming your way. We'll make it fun, guys. Chantel, where can people find you?
I mean, I'm everywhere online, but if you go to @ShanFranFran on Instagram, it has all my links. And if you want to just look for me on YouTube, my channel is Reality Realness with 3 S's, where we talk a lot about reality TV. So find me, hang out. It's fun.
All right. And you can, of course, find Melissa at It's Melissa with three A's, three of them. Thank you guys again for joining us. See you next time.